Moncrief on News Talk.
All sorts of people do all sorts of things on films you might not have thought of. For instance, teeth. Gary Archer is a dental technician and the creator of many sets of movie teeth you'll recognise. Gary, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for talking to us today. So could you kind of run us through, generally speaking, how does it work for you? Who from a movie or a TV show or an advert would contact you?
Most of the time I'll get contacted by makeup designers or production coordinators. It depends, obviously, on the production. Occasionally I'll even get contacted by an actor or actress who specifically wants something done for a particular role that they're playing in a production. But for the most part, it's usually the makeup designers that contact us. And they'll say, for example, when we got Naomi Aki, who played Whitney Houston, they said, look, we've got this actress. She's playing this other person, Whitney Houston. We need her to have the signature Whitney Houston smile. So that's how it all starts. They tell us what they're trying to accomplish, and how we get to it is, you know, it's the system that I've been doing for 35 years.
So it's not always the case then that you're asked to, you know, and usually, you know, actors and have beautiful sets of teeth. So sometimes it's to just change the teeth, really, and perhaps improve them rather than give them grotesque teeth.
Correct. I've often said we make good teeth look bad and bad teeth look good and anything in between. Many times, especially living out in, you know, in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, a lot of the A-listers out there, they've all had their teeth done. They look absolutely beautiful in real life. But when they're playing a character from the 1850s, it looks kind of ridiculous for them to have Hollywood porcelain white, beautiful teeth. We did David O when he did Bass Reeves a couple of years back, and he was playing a character, a lawman, from the 1860s. So it's kind of incongruous for him to have these beautiful, white, perfect teeth because he's got an absolutely gorgeous smile. Mm. So we made his teeth look, you know, 1860s, rough, few chips, stains, things like that.
And I assume that's the kind of thing that happens in consultation with the director, because while you want to make the teeth look like they're realistic for a particular time period, you don't want them to look so bad that you know, viewers are covering their eyes when they see every time, you know, that particular character appears on screen.
Exactly. Many of the time I'll get calls or I'll be asked by people who've watched a show saying, did you do anything in that show? Because the teeth look different, but I couldn't really tell what was done. Huh. And a lot of times, if you don't notice it, then I've done my job correctly, because I don't want to make the teeth the focal point of the film. I don't want people zeroing in on the teeth. There's been many productions that have been done, not necessarily by myself, but there's been a lot of times that people have done teeth that have just become like this iconic beacon, and all you can do is just focus on the teeth to the detriment of the character and the rest of the makeup.
Yeah, though you did do Austin Powers' teeth, so, you know, that was kind of the point there, I suppose.
Guilty as charged.
Yes.
Mike Myers came to us, he was referred over to us, and he came in and said, look, I want a set of 1960s prototypical British teeth. I want them, you know, wonky. I want them misshapen. I want them uneven. I want spaces, gaps, things like that. And we made a sculpt. I went away and did some sculpts and sketches. And when I made a set, the first set that he put in, he said, these are brilliant. Don't change a thing. And the only thing we did do is we made the same shape of teeth, but we made them dark, darker, and then really dark. So if you ever see Austin Powers 1, he actually goes from a slightly darker shade to a slightly lighter shade. And then, of course, as the story goes, he gets his teeth fixed and he doesn't wear the teeth in anymore.
Mm. And now, so I assume, do you have an office or a warehouse or something full of the molds of Hollywood, of actors' teeth. Did they have to come to you and have that done?
Yes, for many, many, many years. I mean, I've got 3,000-4,000 little boxes with they're just small white boxes with names on the names and dates on the outside, and those are the actors and actresses that I've taken impressions for. And people often ask, why do you keep them? Because of repeat customers, repeat business, or sometimes even the fact that we get an actor or actress that's portraying another actor or actress. Recently, I was asked to do some teeth for a celebrity impersonator who was doing Jack Nicholson. And I've done teeth for Jack Nicholson. I've got his molds in the shop. So someone said, have you got teeth for Jack Nicholson? Yes, I do. We can copy them exactly. And as I said, 3,000 or 4,000. But what we've done recently, we're now doing them digitally. We're doing digital scans. So we've got all the information on there. On their teeth, literally on a small computer chip. Now there's no reason to keep plaster molds in. So I mean, we've got another few hundred actors and actresses with all the information on digital scans now, because that's the way we're going.
Huh? Are teeth one of the few parts of that can't be CGI'd, or can they do that as well?
Oh yes, we get a lot of requests for CGI pieces, and we actually make green screen splints for the studios so that the visual effects people can pick the teeth out. And what we'll do is we'll make a set of clear templates, and we'll use birthday cake paint, oddly enough, the same stuff that you use on cupcakes and things. We'll use that mouth safe paint to paint them on the outside of the splints so they can see, and it's usually a green color. And that way they can go ahead and exactly see where the teeth are, and they can digitally remove them. Most of the time it's usually to represent somebody who's got missing teeth, because one of the most difficult things to do is make somebody's teeth disappear on camera, and especially if they've got very, very large, prominent teeth, or they've got a big smile or a high lip line. It's very, very difficult. So that's when visual effects comes in, and we go ahead and make these pieces so that they can remove them.
Yeah. Is it just about the teeth, or are you also, to a degree, changing the shape, subtly changing the shape of someone's face, depending on the character they're playing?
Yes, we do that. We do a whole series of mouth plumping appliances, and these are little pieces that go in the mouth that will square out the jaw, that will push out the cheeks a little bit, that will round off facial features. Many's the time we do them when someone gets, you know, hit in the mouth and they've got a fat lip. We make a little plumping piece that goes up inside the lip. And occasionally when we do teeth, if we're asked to do a set of teeth that will, you know, push the lip out a little bit, we can extend, we can make them slightly thicker or slightly longer, or put some gum flange on there that will push the lip out and give the person a slightly fuller smile.
Yeah, that is extraordinary. I'm sure you have seen The White Lotus, and probably you've been asked this before, but Amy Lou Wood in it, who has, you know, slightly buck teeth, and it's rare enough you see someone with real-looking teeth, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And it's funny, because I've been approached now 3 or 4 times and asked about that, and I'm like, she's got normal, natural, ordinary human being teeth. She hasn't had the Hollywood treatment done, which I think is probably a wonderful thing, because it gives her character. It makes her stand out. She doesn't look like everybody else. And many's the time we, like I said before, we get a lot of the Hollywood A-listers come in, and they've got beautiful smiles, and they want something that's less beautiful. They want something that's a buck tooth, or they want something that's got a gap or stains and things like that. So when you cast an actress such as her in the role, and she's got these you know, perfect teeth for the role. It looks beautiful. It looks normal, and it looks realistic.
Yeah, no doubt you'll get people requesting you to make teeth that look like her teeth. Gary, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Gary Archer there, a dental technician and the creator of SPFX Teeth.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.